This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, so the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Barebi, we start from Chav Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Reb Shimon Barebi, Havalei Nidra Lamishra. Reb Shimon Barebi had a neder to Mater, Asa L'Kamayo D'Rabbanan. So he came before the Rabbanan. Amrilei, they said to him, Nadarta Adaita D'Hachi, did you make a neder with this in mind? Amar in, he said yes. Adaita D'Hachi, with this in mind? In, yes. Kama Zimnan, many times. They asked him many times, did you have this in mind? Did you have that in mind? And he kept on saying, yeah, this is not, that would not be a Pesach. And the Rabbanan were distressed. The Rabbanan were distressed. And they were looking for a Pesach for him. Mishim shalatula, going from the sun to the shade, umitula l'shimshan, from the shade to the sun. And they could not come up with a Pesach. Amar le Butnis brei de Abashol ben Butnis. Butnis, the son of Abashol ben Butnis, said to Reb Shimon ben Barabi, Mina darte adaiti demsari abanu mitula shimshan mishim shalatula. Did you make a neder knowing that the Rabbanan would be distressed going from the shade to the sun and vice versa? Amar loy, Reb Shimon said, no, I didn't make a neder. I never would have made a neder had I known it would cause the Rabbanan so much distress. Vishariye. And the Chachamim mattered the neder. Take a look in the Ran. Al Daita de Mitzari Rabbanan. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The ninth line in the Ran, Al Daita de Masari Rabbanan, Vahai Lav Noilad Hu, the Shchiach. This is not Noilad. Now, let's explain what the difference between a Pesach and Noilad is. Pesach is, you didn't realize an eventuality that happened, but it's an eventuality that really should have been expected, you just weren't thinking of it. Noilad is when something comes up totally out of the blue, and there's a rule, we are not poiseach with noilad. We're not matir with noilad. Something that, so to speak, just happens out of the blue, we cannot use as a pesach. But the Ran says this is not noilad because it's common. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi Avalei Nidra L'Mishra, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yosi, had a neder that he wanted to matir also to come out of the Rabbanon. And he came before the Rabbanan, Amrulei, they said to him, Nadarta adaita d'hachi, did you make a neder with this in mind? Meaning, if you would have known this and this, would you still have made a neder? Amrulehu in, he said yes. Nadarta adaita d'hachi, if you would have made a neder with this in mind, meaning had you known this would have happened, would you have made a neder? Amrulehu in, he said, yeah, I still would have made the neder. Kama zimnen, it happened many, many times, they asked, if you would have known this, if you would have known that, would have you made the nether? And he said, yes. Kivin de chaza hahu katsara, the Mitzari Rabbanan, when a certain launderer saw that the Rabbanan were distressed because of this, that they were causing, he was causing them distress. They were trying to matter his nether, but he wasn't biting. He said, well, I still would have made the nether. I still would have made the nether. So what did they do? Machie, they hit him, they hit Rabbi Shmuel, but uchla de katsari, with the sprinkler of a launderer. Amar, so then the Rabbanan said, I'm sorry, then Rabbi Shmuel said, Adaita demachili katsar loy nadri. I never would have been made a neder knowing that the launderer would hit me. V'sharye l'nafshe. And based on that, he found a heter for himself, which the Rabbanan, meaning he advanced this heter that the Rabbanan accepted, because you can't be mater your own neder. Okay. The Gemara asks, Amar le Rav Acha mi difti l'ravina. Rav Acha of Difti said to Ravina, Hai Noilad Hu. This is Noilad. What do you mean it's Noilad? It's an unexpected result. Doi Masik Adaiti Demachali Katsar. Rav Shal never could have thought that the launderer would hit him with the sprinkler. So that's Noilad. Noilad is an unexpected eventuality that we cannot use to matar another. Vahatani, we learned in Rabbi saying, Poischan loy ben noilad, we cannot use noilad to be mater a neder, something that's, so to speak, born out of the ordinary, says the Ran. Umishari hachi, is this permitted? Kolaymar, mishari leftayach pesach, is it permitted to open up a pesach? Shahaneder moichiach, hepich meoisei pesach? Meaning, is it permitted to be poiseach a pesach where the neder demonstrates the opposite of that pesach? What does that mean? Sharei kol ikar haneder, the whole purpose of neder haya ela shim tavar al daitoi te eser behanasai. Well, meaning the halacha is that you cannot be poiseach with noilad. Well, actually, this is going on a different step in the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, Amarle, Hai lav noilad hu. This is not considered a situation of noilad. Why is it not considered a situation of noilad? Deshchichi api koire demetzari rabbanon. Because it is frequent to have people who are disrespectful who distress the rabbanon. This is not noilad. It's not an unexpected thing for somebody to treat the rabbanon without respect. It's expected. It's normal. There's so many people who treat chachamim without the proper respect. So this is not considered noilad. Okay. The bisu da Abaye, the wife of Abaye, havaleha hi barata, had a daughter from a different marriage. And there was a fight between Abaye and his new wife who this girl should marry. Hu amar lekrivai. Abaye said that he wants her to marry one of his relatives. Hi amra lekrivai. And she said that it should be given to her relative. Amar le'a. So he said to his wife, titasrana asi alecha, my hana should be asur to you. Iavart adatoi. If you violate my desire, uminsevet la lekrivach, and you marry her off to your relative. So Abaye wanted his wife to marry her off to his relative. He said, if you marry her off to your relatives, then I ask her my hana to you. Azlas, she went, va'avart aldate. And she went and she violated his desire, va'ansava lekrive, and she married her off to her relative. Asala kamed Rabbi Yosef, so Abaye came to Rabbi Yosef, amrale, Rabbi Yosef said, ilu hava yadat, if you would have known, the avris aldaitach, that she would have violated your will, uminsvala lekrive, and married her to her own relative, miadart, would you have made the nether? Meaning, that what the Chachamim said, what Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye, Abaye came, he wanted to be matir the nether. And what Rabbi Yosef said is, well, if you would have known that she would have violated your wishes, would you have made the nether? Amar loy, Abaye said, no, v'shaya Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef matered it, which is very unusual, because the whole purpose of the nether was that she shouldn't violate his desire. So now what's Rabbi Yosef saying? If you would have known that she would violate your desire, would you have made the nether? What do you mean? That's exactly why he made the nether. So she shouldn't violate. So Gemara asks, Mishari ki haigavna, is such a thing permitted? Look in the Ran. Mishari hachi, is this permitted? Kolaymar. Mishari leftayach pesach, is it permitted to open up a pesach? Sha nether moichiach, that the nether proves hepuch mei oisai pesach, the opposite of that opening. Sharei kol ikar aneh, the whole purpose of that lo haya Ella, the whole purpose was only shim taver al datoi, that if she violates his will to aser ban also, she should be aser nana. So Gemara says, in yes, you are allowed to make such a pesach vatanya, like we learned in a brisa ma'isav adam echad. There was a story with one person shehidder es ishtam ilalos l'regel. He asered his wife from going up to be oile regel. Now, normally the expression of meilalos l'regel means from meilalos regel means, in general, that you're now to be regal. But in this case, it's talking about to go to the public shiurim that they would go to on the regalim. And he made the nether. He asked her from going to the shiur, ubalifnei Rabbi Yosi, and he came to Rabbi Yosi because he asked her in Hana if she would go to the shiur. Amar lo, Rabbi Yosi said, v'ilu hayoy, if you would have known that she would violate your will, and she would go to the shir, klum hidarta, would you have ever made such a neder? Amar loy loy, he said no. And Rabbi Yosi mattered it. So this is exactly the same case as Rabbi Yosef was matir for Abai, where Abai said, I made the nether, I didn't want her to violate my will. And Rabbi Yosef said, if you would have known she would have violated your will, would you have made the nether? And he said, no, and it was permitted. Now, there's a big kasha here in the Ran. The Ran asks, Bechlal, why do you need Hatara? This is Nidre's reason. Nidre's reason, we had in the beginning of the parak, if you made a neder, you didn't really mean it, you just wanted to be mazari somebody, it's not chal. It's only to pressure. Now, it's a very big difference between this and Nidre's reason. By Nidre's reason, even though you said, I'm not going to take less than 4, but you did mean that you won't accept 2. Because I'm saying 4, you're saying 2, but I don't mean 4, and you don't mean 2, we would agree at 3. But so I don't really mean what I'm saying by a typical case of Nidre's reason. In this case, the person making neder doesn't want his wife to go against what he's saying. So the question is that why is this not considered Nidre's reason? Let's take a look in the Ran. The Ran says, "Vim toimar mat mehinon meikara." Well, my mat mehinon meikara. What was the Gemara's question to begin with? That the Gemara wants to know, why do you need a Pesach? Mi shari hachi? Well, ma bein zulin Nidre's reason. The Masni said, "Adaraba hayoloi loimar." The question shouldn't be how could you be matter. The question should be it should be mutter without a hatara, like the case of the Mishnah. So the Ran says, no, it's not at all like Nidre's reason. Why? Yesh lomar dulei dami de Nidre's reason, the masnisen ein pivali by shavin. In the case of Nidre's reason, he doesn't mean it. Loi shalmoicher v'loi shalokeach. Shavin, shal oilam loi hoidaito shalmoicher, shal oivchais menasela. V'loi daito shalokeach, shal yosef ala shekel. He never meant that he's not going to take less than 4, and the buyer never meant he's not going to pay more than 2. Here, his das was, it should be a neder if she violates his stipulation. V'daitoi, and his opinion. This is not called Nidre's reason. It's not Nidre's reason, because Nidre's reason, you don't mean what you said. But this, you do mean what you said. It just is a Pesach. If you would have known that she would have violated, you never would have been made the neder to begin with. So that's why the Ran says that basically in the Mishnah, we know that you didn't mean it. Okay. Let's see the next Mishnah. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Aymer. Af haroitza lahader es chaveroi sheyoichal etzlai. Even someone who wants to make a neder against his friend and to sort of force him that I want you to eat with me, Yomer Loi, he should say, Kol neder shani asa lidar hu batal. Any neder that I'm going to say is batal, uvovad shei zocher b'shas neder. And that would work as long as we remember this at the time of the neder. In other words, let's say I want to ensure that you eat by me. So he wants to make a neder to his friend, so to speak, to force him to eat with him. He should say like this, whatever nether I'm going to say should be batal. And as long as you keep that in mind when you made the nether, then that is going to be worthwhile, that is going to be effective to be mevatal your nether at the time that you made it. Okay, now, we'll see next time whether this case presents a question on the above-mentioned neder of somebody who assert his wife from being oile regal or assert his wife from the situation we just said where Abaye assert his wife from marrying off the daughter to her own relative. Okay, we'll hold it over here. This is Daf Chaf Gimel Amar Alf and Bezos Hashem. Next time we'll see Daf Chaf Gimel Amar Beis. Okay, Hatzlach everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.